I'm Margaret Hunter, and I'd like to talk about my painting joint venture on the East Side Gallery. I'm a Scottish artist, and I've been living in Berlin since 1985. In 1990, a few months after the fall of the wall, I was invited to join a large group of international artists to paint on the previously inaccessible east side of the wall. It was an ambitious project, and it represented a very precise moment of liberation. I felt very excited and honoured about it, and immediately I made a series of small sketches. One of my ideas depicted two large stylized heads with crisscrossing lines from one head to the other. This suggested the idea of communication and partnership. I laid the drawing on its side, and the two large heads now lay together side by side, like strange bedfellows. This seemed an appropriate image and expression for the two Germanys, depicted like masks, because at that time, neither side really knew what lay behind the other. But this wasn't enough. I needed a thread of interest to lead from the collective, the universal, to the specific and the individual. Even the word individual conjured up images of the precarious position facing people of the GDR at the time. In 1985, I came from a small, quiet village on the west coast of Scotland to study in the glitzy show window that was West Berlin. But reality belied its anything-goes freedom, for no matter where you went in West Berlin, you were always going to come up against a wall. I was alone in the city. I was hardly speaking the language, and so I empathised with the GDR citizens whose situation without accustomed safe structures had suddenly and radically changed. So I made a vertical row of small march-like stitching down either side of the large heads. My idea of physically adding on was conceptually to attach a secondary story. My supporting story became a series of small figures bending and stretching themselves to fit into their new situation. The movement in these individual figures was in contrast to the large heads that represented the ideal of the two Germanys, with lines of communication flowing between them. The phrase joint venture were buzzwords frequently heard at that time, suggesting that East and West would collaborate as partners. So joint venture became the title of my painting. The whole of the Berlin Wall was a grey colour on the east side, and preparation involved scraping off the loose paint and making it smooth. But to finally face the new white wall that was to be my canvas was rather daunting. Scaling up from the small preparatory drawing was time consuming. I had to check the progress from a distance, and that meant frequently dodging the traffic to cross over to the other side of the dual carriageway at Mühlenstrasse, and then dashing back again to make corrections. As the painting evolved, it began to take on a life of its own. Certain parts of the painting were emphasised, strengthened to gain drama and energy. In June 1990, industrial equipment began dismantling the wall. It was being brought down around us, and during those warm summer months, tourists flocked to the city. They came in droves to the East Side Gallery to see the artists in action, and there was an unbelievable buzz and atmosphere. It was exciting painting within an international group. Neighbours were from Romania, Russia, Spain, Japan, America, and from all over East and West. The artists worked here and there along the 1.3 kilometre stretch. Often a new face, another language, and brief but exciting exchanges, sometimes using lots of hand signals. Replenishing the painting material was from an old wooden circus wagon, and ladders were few and far between. As we painted, there were often interruptions, press interviews, TV cameras. My daughter in Scotland excitedly heard me during one interview on the BBC World Service. There were chats with the public, the tourists, and a never-ending stream of curb-crawling cars and tourist buses filled with those eager to capture the moment. But despite the euphoric atmosphere, emotions swung between extremes. now and again when painting, I would remember that it was only 10 months since the last person, a boy, was killed trying to cross to the west. These were poignant moments while I felt very humble and reminded of the historical weight of the place. Not only that, but the fact that we were working in what was still, at that time, the GDR. It was a sobering thought. I continue to live in Berlin, and I acknowledge that my painting at the East Side Gallery has become a core part of my identity in the city and my work. During the renovation of the East Side Gallery in 2009, I also took part in a group exhibition in Potsdam. The theme was 20 years after, and I decided at that time to make a large one-to-one size, a gallery restatement, a copy of my Berlin wall painting joint venture. I worked in the quiet of my spacious Berlin atelier this time, which gave me time to reflect, to overpaint, and so it gave the appearance of changes in passing time. I also thought about the mainly young students who regularly participated over the years by writing or drawing on my wall painting. At the Potsdam exhibition, I used this observation to underpin the two-way nature of dialogue. And so I placed ladders in front of my huge gallery painting and invited the visitors to inscribe their comments about German unification directly onto the surface. I asked for political or personal expressions reflecting their views 20 years later. And now it echoed the graffiti on my wall painting. Within this event, the work provided a platform in which artist and viewer could consider the continually shifting nature of the wall's status. Now it is the 30th anniversary of the East Side Gallery, and I'm pleased, in fact I'm very relieved, that it's under the safe umbrella of the Berlin Wall Foundation. It will therefore continue, protected, to remind us of important political changes and historical events, while providing opportunities for dialogue and reflection.